So hi again, it's Dr. Jackie Black, and this is the sneak preview to Deepen Dynamic Coaching Mastery Training. And the reason that we're doing the sneak preview is to give you a sense of what this training is. And we're going to be here for 30 to 40 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, depending on the questions and the answers. And it's really just to give you a taste and answer questions. So let me start by introducing myself. Again, I'm Dr. Jackie Black, and I'm a relationship expert, educator, author, and coach, and a mentor, coach, and trainer. I've been on the faculty at CTA since 2005. And before CTA, I was trained as a speaker. I have an NLP master certification, neuro-linguistics programming. And so I come to coaching with a background in language, in linguistics, in psychology, in a lot of group dynamics and group training. And I was trained by three different coach training organizations. So over the years, coaching has really morphed from goal-centered to process-centered, process-driven. And that's why we at CTA are doing the Deepen Dynamic Coaching Mastery. This training really will take your skills and up-level skills into a mastery level. So why do you want to do that? Well, the field of personal and organizational and executive coaching has grown so fast over the past 15 years. And the focus on learning core competencies has shifted into the recognition that mastery of those core competencies is essential, and getting formal education and advanced training throughout your career is central to your continued success. One of the challenges in the field of coaching is that there are many different perspectives on coaching. In the U.S., there's no single organization that oversees coaches. It's not true in Europe or the U.K., but it is true in the U.S. And so while some people assert that coaching is a profession, it is likely more correct to define it as a field, because we've not yet accomplished a standardized approach, a code of ethics, and credibility to be a profession. Now, when I talk about code of ethics, we do have the ICF, and there is definitely a code of ethics for the ICF and the IAC, which is the International Association of Coaching. But again, you see, even in the explanation, there are two code of ethics. The BCC, I have my BCC designation, which is Board Certified Coach. We have yet another code of ethics. So you can begin to see what the challenge is here. According to Wikipedia, a profession is a vocation founded upon specialized educational training, the purpose of which is to supply disinterested counsel and service to others for direct and definite compensation, wholly apart from expectations of other businesses. A profession arises when any trade or occupation transforms itself through the development of formal qualifications based on education, apprenticeship, examination, and the emergence of regulatory bodies. We have some regulatory bodies beginning to emerge in the coaching world. The ICF is the leader among them. They have the ACC, the MCC, and the PCC, and that's their designation for coaches. The BCC is an advanced designation. And the IAC actually has an advanced designation as well. So these coaching organizations are on the forefront, and they're attendant to this dilemma. The ICF, which was founded in 1992, has a membership of more than 19,000 personal and business coaches worldwide. And the ICF offers three levels of certification: ACC and MCC, Master and PCC Professional Coaching. The IAC, or the International Association of Coaches, was founded in 2003 and has a membership of more than 1,000, but they're, so far, they're only online. They deliver their newsletter to more than 13,000 coaches in over 80 countries. So they are really beginning to have a reach internationally. And the Center for Credentialing and Education, the CCE, which created the board certified coach, the BCC, that's my credential, as a means to independently verify that applicants have met professional coaching competency standards established by the CCE. At CTA, it's a lot of letters, right? A lot of acronyms. At CTA, we believe that beyond learning core competencies, professional coaches are hungry for more formal education and advanced training, the path to mastery. So, for example, further education in adult learning theory, in social learning theory, in leadership theories, in change theories, would deepen and enhance our ability to provide tremendous value to our clients. Again, the path to mastery. Further education related to Tuckman's stages of group development for coaches who are facilitating small group coaching groups would provide a platform to design, develop, and deliver small coaching groups with nonstop value. Again, the path to mastery. So further education related to loss and transition and studying the theories and principles advanced by William Bridges, an internationally known speaker, author, and consultant who advises individuals and organizations on how to deal productively with change, would put us squarely on the path to mastery. NYU, New York University School of Continuing and Professional Studies, offers a specialization in personal and life coaching and one in organizational and executive coaching. Mandatory instruction focuses on academic theories about how to make decisions, communication, motivational skills, and human relations. Again, puts us squarely on the path to mastery. So at CTA, we believe that the first step to coaching mastery focuses on deepening your coaching skills. Coaching mastery requires being able to sit in the presence of clients, to listen deeply and elegantly, and construct and deliver powerful questions that provide the context for clients to engage in the serious business of change. You already know that coaching is a vigorous change process. And we say that because there's so much magic and so much power in coaching as a change process. Years ago, in the beginning, when it was really focused on solutions, resolutions, goals, we didn't have that level of change. But today, with everything that we know and understand about language and about adult learning theory, social learning theory, the neuroscience of change, I mean, these were concepts that were not even in the lexicon when I was first a coach in 1999. So we believe that achieving mastery is a goal for every consummate professional coach for every skill set they use every day. Coach certification training teaches core competencies. If we were to measure it, core competencies would be a mile wide and an inch deep. And this approach, while valuable and sufficient for certified coaches to deliver value to their clients, does not allow the time or the practice to fully master each element of the skill set. If we were to measure mastery, mastery would be an inch wide and a mile deep. So deep and dynamic coaching mastery training is a 24-hour coaching mastery training course designed for experienced coaches who recognize the value and the powerful benefits of deepening your coaching skill set and taking your skills to the next level in depth, capability, and results. So if you're already an experienced or a trained coach and you're ready to up-level your coaching skill set to mastery, then Deep and Dynamic Coaching Mastery Training might be exactly what's next for you. The program is ideal if you're an intermediate or advanced coach who has had previous coach-specific training, that's ICF language, coach-specific training, and you are ready to take your coaching skills to a mastery level. So when we say intermediate or advanced coach, you must be certified either from CTA or another coach training organization that we and the ICF has deemed suitable. And you must be actively coaching, which means that you have an active coaching business. And the reason is that this is a 12-week training that includes 12 two-hour classes, and the class size is limited to 12. We started out with Deep and Dynamic having more students than 12, and then we've done a couple of Deep and Dynamic with less than 12. Somehow, 12 is the magic number. So this is a comprehensive practicum that will offer you rich on-the-spot opportunities to practice. Did I say practice? Your specific mastery level coaching skills every week. There is no syllabus. There is no curriculum. I begin each class with a discussion and a demonstration of a coaching mastery skill. And then each class includes the opportunity for several participants to practice with a student client. Now, you're not practicing in the same way you would practice in our coach-to-coach in our certified coach program, our CCP. The client is actually the canvas on which the student coach will paint. It's not about finishing a session. It's not about asking what the takeaway is and walking through the four steps of the simple coaching model. Not even close. We focus on a specific single mastery skill. So the class includes a discussion and demonstration of that skill, and then participants practice. And then there's an opportunity for observation and discussion from everybody else. Lots of rich feedback from me and from the people who are actually doing the work. Again, I want you to know there's no syllabus, there are no books to read in between sessions, there's no homework to complete. It's a comprehensive practicum. It's a practicum. All you do is practice. It's pure coaching, the entire 24 hours of training. This format is designed to ensure that you understand the theoretical underpinning of each coaching mastery skill, and that you practice, observe, discuss those skills so that you can fully operationalize the new learning every week, which will facilitate rapid and sustainable learning. When you are the client, I always suggest that you be one of your clients and you bring one of your issues or one of your clients' issues, because you know where your coaching level is. And then you'll be able to see the difference in how you would coach at this mastery level using the skill that I'm teaching that particular week. In comparison to, you know how you've managed the client and the kinds of questions that you've asked. So the coaching mastery requires being able to sit in the presence of clients, listen deeply and elegantly, and construct and deliver powerful questions that provide the context for clients to engage in the serious business of change, right? Change process. Deep and Dynamic is the first step to coaching mastery. It focuses exclusively on deepening your coaching skill. And we at CTA believe that achieving mastery is a goal for every consummate professional coach, for every skill you use every day. I know I already said that, but I really want to let you know, we believe in lifelong learning, that as professional coaches, we believe that coaches want to continue to learn. So we focus on setting the intention and creating the container for change. There's that word again. See, in the process of change, in the process of coaching, we recognize that there's change. Not resolution, not solution, not the answer to a problem, but sustainable, the important word, sustainable change for the long term. It's sort of the concept of you can give a man a fish and he can eat for a day. You can teach a man to fish and he can eat for a lifetime. Clients have all the answers. That's one of the fundamental pieces in coaching. Do not let anybody hire you if you don't believe and that they haven't demonstrated through your pre-qualifying and qualifying conversation that they have all the answers, if they don't have them, and that they can find them if they're not readily available in their consciousness. The coach doesn't have the answers. The coach has powerful questions that facilitate change. Listening deeply and elegantly. There are a lot of listening theories. So we talk a lot about the listening theories and the different kinds of listening and the different levels of listening. So we will really deepen your listening. Coaching is based on constructing powerful questions, right? We already know that. It's in the question. And questions, they can't be leading questions, right? We never want to lead clients anywhere. We don't lead or guide or suggest, advise. We never know where clients are going or what they should be doing. So we listen very deeply and elegantly for the coachable moment, and then we build that powerful question that intersects directly into the coachable moment. So the client can use the question to engage and to deepen their own exploration of their own knowing, wisdom, and vision. So constructing the powerful question. That illuminates and expands the possibilities. Powerful questions are based on massive curiosity. They are simple, direct, and open-ended. You know, curiosity was the mother of discovery. And curiosity facilitates detachment from outcomes. So questions based on massive curiosity evoke creativity, explore deeper meaning, and they're sourced in an absence of judgment that energizes the whole conversation. Powerful questions based on curiosity support personal exploration, deepen self-knowledge, bust through family mythology, and challenge long-held beliefs, and expose limiting thinking that are keeping clients stuck. And we do this in a very indirect, deeply respectful, and honoring way. So we spend a lot of time on the construction of powerful questions. The basic coaching conversation, sometimes it just is what it is. We can coach positive change when no change in the situation is possible. And I know that a lot of coaches sometimes get stuck because they don't see what's possible. In the client's story, they are not in control. They're not in charge. They're dealing with some outside existential event that cannot be changed. But we can coach positive change when no change in the situation, right, the prepositional phrase, in the situation, when no change in the situation is possible. We follow the threads of the coaching conversation and we listen for the gap, for faulty thinking, black and white thinking, competing needs, competing values, lots of different things that when clients see that, when they get to that place of awareness, of emerging awareness, shifts everything in their lives. Sometimes they're not at choice. Things are missing. We construct powerful questions that invite exploration and investigation. There is an appropriate use of summarizing, very infrequently, but sometimes, challenging, reframing, and future pacing. And so we take a whole week and we look at summarizing, challenging, reframing, and future pacing in coaching conversations. We invite exploration and investigation without embedded bias, without expectations or assumptions, and here are the really powerful questions, with embedded presuppositions, with embedded presuppositions. There's a big difference between complimenting, acknowledging, and endorsing our clients. Do you know the difference, and do you know how to use each one? Complimenting, acknowledging, and endorsing. Right? People say, well, you know, there's just a little bit of difference. A chasm. There's a chasm of difference between each. Brainstorming conversation. Brainstorming can be a very effective tool. You step out of the co-creative relationship for a moment when you do brainstorming. You do a brainstorming conversation with permission, and you set it up in a very specific way. Knowing where to end coaching conversations and ending them elegantly. The clock is not the dictator of time. The clock actually has nothing to do with when we stop a session. The session is over when the work is complete, not because the clock says it's time to end. We work no longer than whatever your session time is, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. But sometimes the session is over a lot earlier than that. So the session is over when the work is complete. So we learn how to end a session and how to end it elegantly. There are round-robin drills for many of the skill sets that are a lot of fun. They can be nail biters. They can be. Round robins are very intense because I'm always the client in the round robin, and the only question you can ask comes from the comments that I made to the previous coach's powerful question. So it really requires a lot of attention to deep and elegant listening. So you must find the coachable moment, and you must build that powerful question that intersects directly with the coachable moment. Coaching conversations are very specific kinds of helping conversations. There are wonderful helping conversations, many different kinds of helpers, professional helpers, and helping conversations. None of them are anything like coaching. So coaching is its own kind of conversation. And if you think that you're ready to take your skill set to the mastery level, I would love to have you in deep and dynamic coaching mastery training. So that's a little bit about deep and dynamic, and about why mastery, why you should consider mastery, and a little bit about how I handle each of the weeks in the 12 weeks. So it's a nutshell, but it's a sneak preview. So I'm going to take us out of presentation mode into conversation mode and take your questions if you have any. Okay, so who has a question? Who would like to go first? Questions about deep and dynamic. Have I done a stunning job explaining it? Is anybody there?
I have a question.
Yes, and who am I speaking with, please?
Shirley Bullard.
Hi, Shirley. Thanks.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. I'm not qualified as, listening to your qualification, I have yet to take my class with the Coaches Alliance. Now, my question would be, are you going to offer this particular class again?
Yes. We offer Deep and Dynamic 3 times a year. This is going to be, it has been and will continue to be, is probably what I should be saying, a staple in the graduate school. And so, this is something that we teach ongoing. So when you're ready, there will be a deep and dynamic on the schedule for you.
Okay. Well, it's inspired me to really keep it moving, so I'll be calling you and taking a class when that was my first part.
That would be great. I'll be looking forward to it. Thanks, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Who else
Thank
has
you.
A question or a comment?
I do.
You're welcome.
I do. My name
okay,
is
hi.
Hi,
yes,
how are you?
Thanks.
Okay.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually. okay, I'm already a coach, so I'm wondering, what kind of a thing is this? One, is this ICF accredited? That's number one. Number two, do coaches people who are already certified as coaches, do they take this, or is this for people who've never been certified yet?
Yes, this is ICF accredited, and no, this is advanced, and it is for people who have been certified by either CTA. You have your coach certification from CTA or from a number of other coach training organizations who are also accredited by the ICF.
Okay, I am from an ICF accredited coaching program, so it's that.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, good. So it sounds like that if this is interesting to you, that you would be appropriate for Deepen Dynamics.
Okay, cool.
Great, thanks, Dennis. Who else has a question? So this is our first sneak preview, so to speak. Was it helpful sort of to talk about mastery and the coaching organizations and who's sort of doing what out there and giving you a larger perspective, the macro down to the micro? Was that interesting or helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good, 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 good. Because I didn't want to assume that you understood what the purpose of mastery was or why you would want to do it. You know, we're always, when we talk to prospects as coaches, we really want to stay so mindful of their question, which is, what's in it for me? So I thought that the first thing that I should do is probably start with what's in it for you and why should you consider Deepen Dynamic. Any other thoughts or questions, please?
Yeah, this is Dennis again. Are you releasing? Because I came a little late. So are you, is there going to be like a recording of this, or did I just miss a few minutes?
You know, Dennis, it's so interesting. I don't know, but I put the recording on. And if everybody thinks it would be valuable to have the recording, we can certainly, you all registered, so we've got your email addresses, WeCTA. And so if you think it would be helpful, I can certainly have CTA make, grab it as an MP3 and do what they do and make it available. Sure. Would anybody besides Dennis like to have the recording?
Yes, please. This is Denise.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Dennis. I will do it. I don't see any reason why they won't do it. And because I didn't know, I put the recording on. So perfect. Thank you. We'll go ahead and do that.
I'm not in the class, Shirley. I'm not in the class as of yet. But my question would be, what impact will it qualify myself? Once I've graduated and taken your dynamic course, would help put me at a different level of bringing more dynamic results with my clients?
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. Which is why I suggest that when you take it, that you bring in, and when we do the coaching, that you actually are one of your clients, because you're familiar with your clients and you're familiar with the kind of coaching you do. And you will see on the spot immediately, you will see a difference in some of the questions that you can ask and some of the experiences that you have as when you're role-playing. Because there is no such thing as role-playing, right? All issues are real. Even if we're pretending, they're real, they're universal. And so we all experience so many things that are similar to each other. That might not be our presenting problem, complaint, or challenge, but it definitely is universal in nature. So yes, you will see, that's the feedback that students have been giving in the middle of Deepen Dynamic. They begin to see that their coaching clients, the same clients they've been coaching for a long time, they're coaching them completely different and clients are blown away.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's super exciting. Who else has a question or a comment? So you might not be ready for Deepen Dynamic today, actually it's April 4th. But so who thinks that the whole idea of mastery is a good idea? Is that a new idea, and does it resonate with you?
Resonates with you,
okay. I have a lot of shy people on the call today. Yeah, we had upwards of 100 people interested, and many of you are on the call. It feels like there's two people. Well, I don't need to keep you any longer. I'm here to answer your questions. I've given you what I've got, so I'll ask one more time, thoughts, questions, or feedback, or anything that I can tell you about Deep and Dynamic Coaching Mastery Training.
All right, so this is
okay, well,
this is me again.
Yes?
I'm not shy.
Okay, yeah, okay, Dennis.
Okay, so this is, like I said, I came late. So this is a 12-week program?
Yes.
Okay, and you give it 3 times a year. Okay, so the next one is in April, and when is the one after that?
You know, I don't know. I would have to actually go online and look at our grad school calendar. I don't remember. But we, it's 12 weeks. It's 2 hours each week. And it's all coaching. It's pure coaching. I don't know if you heard me say this. There's no syllabus. There's no curriculum. There's no homework. There are no books. There's no reading. Each week you come to the call, and then the class begins with a discussion and a demonstration of a coaching mastery skill. So I'll say, today we're talking about X. I'll give you an example. Today we're talking about deep and elegant listening, or embedded presuppositions. And then I'll do some didactic about the subject. Then I will demo it. And then we'll have two students try to do that and see how they do it. And then I do a lot of interaction, a lot of sidebars, and I help them frame. I ask them what they're thinking, how they're thinking about this, what they're hearing. And then they coach for a little bit, literally 4 minutes maybe. And then we have a lot of observation and discussion. And then two more people may do a demo, and then they work with me individually, and then we do observation and discussion. So there's a lot of opportunity for practice, observation, discussion, feedback, and examples. Often I may jump in and then I'll do the coaching session or finish. I often finish a lot of the sessions, so you get an opportunity to really see what it sounds like. And in a session where I'm teaching, for example, embedded presuppositions, then almost every question will be a question that is a demo of embedded presuppositions, or it is a demo about some other part, so that you can really get a sense of it for yourself. Because when you listen, right, it's one thing to talk about things theoretically, and that's fine. I think we need to start with a theoretical underpinning. But then at some point we need to really hear what it sounds like when it's done right. And so I do a lot of that. A lot of tweaking, and then a lot of jumping in and actually modeling. The week that we do complimenting, acknowledging, and endorsing, I will build the compliment, the acknowledgement, and the endorsing. So we'll do a little bit of coaching, and then I'll jump in and show you how to do each of the three. And then you can actually see in one coaching session how they sound and how effective or not each one is. And once you do something like that, you'll never compliment a client again because it's a waste of time. And you'll never summarize again because it's a wasted opportunity. You're missing a rich opportunity to connect solidly with a coachable moment and to build a powerful question that will actually impel that client's deeper exploration of their own knowing, wisdom, and vision. And once you do that, and once you get that, you won't do some of the stuff that you've been doing because it doesn't help. And you see that. You experience it when you're the coach, when you're the client, and you experience it in the feedback after I do the demo. So it's a lot of a real life coaching, which is why I developed it as a practicum.
Sounds amazing. I can't wait to listen to it all over again. This is Denise Miller and
Oh, hi. Thank you. So are you interested? Are you certified?
No, not yet.
Okay. Is this Shirley? Did I hear your name wrong?
No, that was Denise.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. I think you're good. Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask one more time. Thoughts, questions, feedback. So my email address is Dr. Jackie, DrJackie, at coachtrainingalliance.com. If you have any questions or you want to talk to me individually or privately about Deepen Dynamic and what your situation is, and if you want me to help you make this decision, if you want to know if you're appropriate or if your coaching skills are there, or if there's anything that I can help you to do, please let me know. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you in person. As I say, we are only going to take 12 people in this training. 12 people, and it's Mondays at this time, 5 o'clock Eastern, so it's 5 to 7 Eastern on Mondays, and I think we only have Memorial Day that's an off day. I think that's our only off day. And sometimes the Mondays are insane, and we can have 4 or 5 off days, literally. And I try to not do that, to not start a class when we have so many Mondays, but I think we only have Memorial Day for this track. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here, for your interest in Deepen Dynamic Coaching Mastery Training, and I look forward to seeing you in, if not this training, one of the other trainings in the graduate school. Take very good care. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.